I'm calling on Sligo Council to carry an audit of all the footpaths across Sligo and Strand Hill. You know, like, I suppose it's just a clear way, then we get a clear way of kind of determining what footpaths need repairing. Like, the way it is at the moment, people are reporting it. I suppose you expect people to, you know, write in and take photographs or whatever, like I do it regularly, about footpaths that are unsafe. But you can't, I suppose, keep relying on people to do that. And we're calling on the council to carry out a full audit, you know, and that will, once the audit is created, then at least we have a list of what needs to be repaired. And it'll make it easier for everyone. I think it's a very, you know, a simple kind of viable solution. But there doesn't seem to be the enthusiasm, you know, to kind of deal with this kind of thing.
You also feel that this is posing a significant risk to older people who maybe are struggling with mobility issues when they have to deal with uneven or broken paths.
It is. And like, a number of older people have contacted me. And I was actually, just even last night, I was out on the street with an older person who is using a crutch, you know, a stick. And she was telling me that it's like, she does a lot of walking around Abbey Street and around Old Market Street and Chapel Street. And she said those areas in particular, that she finds it very hard to navigate, and that she's actually scared, you know, it's kind of putting her off walking because she's scared of, there's bumps, there's bits of tiles coming up, there's bits coming up, and then there's parts that are very uneven. So it's kind of a deterrent for her walking, which is, you know, which is very sad and very unfair.